nice plating.
It's Breakfast Food with Natalie Guest.
Kia ora, Nat.
Morena.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm excited about what you're bringing us this morning. What is it?
it's party food for an election party.
Nice.
Have you voted?
Yes.
Good.
Done the deed.
Yes.
Excellent stuff.
You can still vote, folks.
Go and do it today if you haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
Take your mates. Nice. And did it take you like 3 minutes to do?
Yes. And there was very nice hand sanitizer.
Was there?
Yeah. It's like all over the news or something.
Yeah, there was really, really like fancy hand sand. I was all about it.
Oh, not where I was, I don't think.
Did you?
I'm not sure if I used it now.
Oh, ooh, yeah, there gosh. You go. Uh-oh.
Oh, no, Tess. Did you take the pen back with you?
I took my own pen with me.
Oh.
So I didn't get the memo.
Well, Bridget
about that.
Did. My partner did.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't take my own pen. We got controversial in the text machine yesterday when we were talking about taking the pen away, and people were like, you're not supposed to take the pen, but you fully are. I Googled it when I got home yesterday. It's absolutely fine.
It's fantastic. Encouraged.
It's encouraged. They're like, take the pen. We don't want your germs. Just go with the pen.
Just like that. But so, we're talking about Saturday.
Yes.
Election day. And, you know, from 7 p.m. onwards, people will just be waiting to hear what happens, hopefully with a bunch of mates.
Yeah.
In a social party setting.
Yeah.
And maybe needing some nibbles.
Exactly. We're going to have a thing at my parents-in-law and with some of our friends as well. And we're going to have a snack dinner.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I like a snack dinner.
Yeah. Fun.
Grazing table.
Yeah, some hot stuff, some cold stuff.
So are you on food?
No. Everyone's going to bring something.
Nice.
It's going to be potluck style. I think I'm going to do three things. I'm going to talk about.
Oh,
fantastic.
I'm glad to
what a segue.
I also, wrote a small long list as well. Another one. Yesterday for awesome things that you could take along. I really like a vegetable platter. It sounds kind of boring, but some radishes, baby carrots, raw asparagus is a game changer. And you could serve your fancy vegetables with a side of that delicious onion dip.
Oh, classic. I thought you were about to say something really like flash, like some baba ganoush that you've made yourself, you know, like, no.
Nah.
Onion dip.
Yeah.
I love onion dip.
Onion soup dip is a bomb. And if you want to step it up a notch, be a little bit fancier, you could get some burrata and just cover that with some olive oil and salt and pepper in a bowl. Would be really nice as well. People think that's pretty delicious. I'm going to do some what our family call roadkill dip.
Excellent.
Ooh.
Sounds suspicious, but I'm curious.
Yeah, it looks like a hot mess, and it is, but... It's really kind of lowbrow and really delicious. Basically, it's a layered hot dip with beans and cream cheese and salsa and cheese. So you get two cans of Mexican beans, and you mush them in a baking dish. You're probably going to make, a 20-centimetre dish.
Nice.
Mash them up a little bit so they're a bit broken up, but not blended. And then you get a whole packet of Philly cream cheese and you slice it thinly and you layer it on top of the beans. And then you get a big jar of store-bought
Tess
salsa.
Tess is transcending right now.
I love a layered dip.
Same. And the cream cheese is like the gold that everyone's trying to dig out of this thing as well at the end. So you get a big jar of salsa. And you put that on top of the cream cheese and then grated cheese on top as well. You want to make sure the cheese is right to the edges because it all kind of pulls in the middle.
Right.
Again, people dig into.
You need an even spread.
Yeah.
On
your, cheese placement is key. And then you bake it in the oven until it's like a molten lava, pretty much.
Oh, that sounds so
all
mean.
Golden. And then you let it sit out for at least 10 minutes before you put it on the table. Some corn chips. It's a good time.
That sounds fantastic.
A recipe for me burning the roof of my mouth just straight out the gate, though.
Yeah. 1,000%.
I just definitely haven't got the patience to be like, 10 minutes, it's been 30 seconds. I think that's probably fine. Yeah, we can just go. Yeah. Yum, that sounds great.
The other thing that I'm going to make some hot wings. I think I've talked about this before. It's just a, again, like quite a easy recipe. Bostock, which is organic free range chicken, obviously more expensive, but superior product all round.
Nice. It's good to know when these things are actually worthwhile.
Yeah, there's a Country Calendar episode about Bostock chickens.
Oh, I love Country Calendar
is the best. but yeah, it was really good. And so they do a kilo bag of wings, which is awesome. So I'm going to do that, and I'm basically just put a whole bottle of Tabasco or Kaitaia Fire.
A whole bottle?
Yeah, and just marinate it.
Feeling sweaty.
Yeah, it's really spicy. But then, and you bake, I just bake those, and then I make a blue cheese dip. Nice. Or dunk them in. So you have like very spicy chicken wings dunked in a blue cheese dip, which is a cup of sour cream, a cup of yogurt, a little bit of hot sauce. You can, you know, maybe leave it out. a tablespoon of lemon juice, some salt and pepper, and about 60 grams of just a creamy blue cheese. And you kind of blitz that up and then chop some spring onions through it.
Oh, flash.
I like to serve it with that with raw celery sticks on the side as well. Why would you cook celery sticks? I didn't need to preface that with it being raw.
Soggy celery, thank you very much.
Make sure the celery is uncooked and straight from the fridge. And it's just delicious.
Sounds fantastic.
I'm appreciating the combo of highbrow, lowbrow we've got going on here, like sort of a posh blue cheese dip and then also like a big old tray of just beanie goodness as well. This sounds very nice. So these are the things you'll be bringing along to your election party.
Yeah. Yep.
Any other hot tips for people?
My other next one is a hot thing.
Ooh-hoo.
It's jalapeno poppers.
Oh, I love jalapeno poppers.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, they're so delicious.
So good. And I have done them deep fried, crumbed and deep fried, and I have done them just baked in the oven as well. Yeah. I buy is La Morena. Is the orange cans
with a woman on it.
Woman on it. So I go to that awesome place behind Wendy's on off Dom Road, Bulk Savings.
Bulk Savings,
shout out to Bulk Savings. And they do massive cans. I think it's like two kilo tin. So these keep really well in the fridge, just in a jar in their brine as well. But they're whole pickled jalapenos.
Nice.
So don't get the sliced ones, don't get the ones already stuffed with cheese, they're gnarly from experience. And so these are really, 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 really hot. So I wash the jalapenos in hot water to get some of the brine off.
Right.
And then I slit the jalapeno open and take all the seeds out.
Oh, they're really hot.
They're really, really hot. Yeah, I like my family had some strong words to me after I served these at Christmas.
Never again.
Yeah. All of a sudden, all the wine was gone in the room or something. Everyone's just trying to get the spice out. But so then what you want to do once you've done that to the jalapenos is mix some, these are all really cheese-based, but some cream cheese and grated cheddar.
I think we all
cheddar.
Need the cheese to get us through just waiting to hear what the election results
totally.
Are.
Totally. Yeah, emotionally eating. And so some cream cheese, maybe half a pack, some grated cheddar, maybe a handful, and some smoked paprika, and I like to put some coriander in as well. And you just stuff the little jalapenos with that. You can bake them in the oven, and they just kind of go a little soft and hot and gooey. Or you can crumb them, so egg wash, breadcrumb, fine breadcrumb, and then deep fry in hot oil, and they're pretty great too. A little bit more maintenance if you're taking stuff to someone's house. Or you can cut the jalapenos in half, stuff them on and lay them on a baking tray and wrap a piece of bacon around them as well, which is really good.
I feel like that's a level up. I've never had one of those, and I would quite like to try.
I would be keen to know what anyone at home's go-to like party sort of snack food is. You can text it in on 5395. The weirder the better, I think, as well. I want to know what your specialty is. What's your thing? Everyone's like, we can rely on this person to bring this tray when they come tonight.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's gonna be an interesting night. Hopefully not too interesting. but yeah.
Sounds good.
Sounds great. Nat, thank you very much. They sound like delicious little snacks to bring to an election party. If anybody missed those as well, we will be putting it all up on the Bcasts.
Yeah, nice. And go vote.
Go and vote. Go do the thing.
Vote.
Vote. Cheers, Nat.
See ya.
The B stands for breakfast.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.